Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season with their limited edition chocolate mint. There are endless ways to personalize your Kachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Sitting across from me is a man who's a former rugby star. He's a hugely successful businessman. He's a podcaster. And of course, you'll know him best probably as a TV presenter at this stage. Delighted to say Tommy Bowles here. How are you, Tommy?
Hey, Dave. Good to see you.
See you too. It's been a while.
Yeah. It has been a while. Yeah. And isn't that mad? Like, even just saying that you'd know me as a TV presenter, because, you know, in my head growing up, it was always rugby. And Ireland AIM is kind of, that's the one I get all, 10 siblings is pretty much what I get all the time now, but it's because of the TV show.
You do, when you create content the way you do for the telly, the way I do for radio, you've so many potentials to be known as something. Like, yeah. I'm often known as the guy who tells bad jokes. I could be known as the guy who doesn't wash his legs. And I go back over time, I was like the guy who's wee sitting down. I still do that. It's very pleasurable. You should all try it sometime.
It's odd.
Sit down, Dave. That was my nickname in school.
I liked bad jokes.
Yeah, the bad jokes probably the one. But that's what I mean. But you achieved so much on the rugby pitch. That should be Bow forever. But I suppose, you know, we diversify as we go on.
It's so funny. Like this morning, so the Rugby World Cup draw was going on this morning, and Ireland got drawn in a pool with Portugal, Uruguay, and Scotland, right? So this was all I was interested about today. Now, we were talking about guards with tasers. We were talking about Vladimir Zelensky coming to see the into the Oris. We were talking about loads of different things.
And but all you wanted to focus.
To the phone because rugby's my passion. I love that. And so I gave people the live draw as well, even though we're meant to be talking about something else. But
good man.
I like having many hats. And I think even while I was playing rugby, I was working away in the shoes and the clothes and everything else on the sideline, because I'm not the sort of person who's a Johnny Sexton, who's 100% focused. I like to have other things in the periphery where when I get injured, I can go off and turn my hat to that for a little while. Or in Ireland, you finish up at 10 o'clock, you're out of the studio by about 11.
Okay.
There's a lot of the day still to be filled there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where I should probably be taking a nap and having a snooze, but
I know what I'd be doing. Yeah.
It keeps me busy.
And in fairness, there is nothing like that. There's nothing like having your finger in lots of different things just to keep your brain going and keep yourself interested and activated. Like, I constantly question myself going, why am I doing this? And I go, no, because it's great to just be doing stuff.
Yeah, well, I get that same as well. Yeah. Just say no. Why did you agree with this? You know, I agreed to do this a month ago, and at the time it seemed like a good idea. I put it in the diary that I'll come to that at the time, and then all of a sudden it's Tuesday morning. I'm like, oh God.
And I get at home sometimes, in fairness to my good lady, who's a very patient person, she does sometimes question, not when I say I'm doing, so let's say I'm hosting a podcast. You're like, perfect. But when I go, I won't be around tomorrow because I'm a guest on someone else's something that's doing that. And she's like, really? This is what you're doing? I'm like, I know.
And I keep telling her, I do say no to stuff. I swear I do.
I just don't tell you the things
I'm
no to.
I'm getting it now for doing my own podcast. I haven't done it yet because unfortunately he's in Cork. I'm up in Belfast or I'm in Dublin. We're trying to coordinate our calendars. So some days it could be recorded on a Wednesday or a Tuesday or a Thursday.
It floats around.
So again, structure is a bit out the window. Listen, again, keeps us live, keeps us busy. I really enjoy it.
Before we get on to all the other businesses you have and everything that is around for Christmas, let's talk rugby for a second because that draw that we got, to me, looks favourable. Like, you know, I think, look, we were in a good position in terms of our seeding.
Yeah,
you know.
Listen, we're probably lucky now the draw has happened now, because Ireland look like they're going through a bit of a transitional period, and a bad Six Nations could have potentially resulted in us getting a more difficult draw, but we were seeded in the top group, therefore we're playing against Scotland, who are in the second group, and that's the big banana skin. Yeah. Now, we have a brilliant record against Scotland in years gone by. It won't be an easy match to beat them, or Uruguay, or Portugal as well, but the big thing is, listen, Ireland have been to 10 World Cups. We've never got past the quarterfinal. Yeah. I've lost in two of them, and two of them I still look back on with the biggest regret.
Because, thinking they could do something else.
Yeah, it hurts. Yeah. It hurts that we have, like, that, you know, we are seeded number one team in the world, but then people say, yeah, but can you get past the quarterfinal? Like, it's a bit of a joke for us. So, if things go according to plan in this pool, we will finish top, then you go through to the round of 16, and then you go to the probably the winners of Pool C, who will be Argentina. So, the chances are, if everything goes according to plan, Ireland against Argentina in a quarterfinal. No, that is not going to be an easy job, but we have it could to be worse. Like, it could have been up against South Africa, it could have been up against someone else.
Yeah.
So there is a great possibility that we might break that glass ceiling. And listen, if we do that, and the team is back playing at its potential, who knows where we go? Because for a small country, we bat way above ourselves.
So high above.
And it is exciting. And I was over in France for the last World Cup. When Ireland beat South Africa in that pool stage, it was up there with Ireland football team qualifying for the qualifiers. Yeah. The zombie ringing around the stadium, the crack in the streets of Paris. There is nothing like live sport, and people love to get behind the Irish team.
Oh no, absolutely. Couldn't agree more. We were just commenting as well, there was a Reddit thread. I was doing some research and you're coming in looking through a bit of rugby stuff. But it wasn't a Reddit thread about you. Don't worry. But it was pointing out the fact that we've lost all the O's in rugby. Right, so our best ever players, and Tommy Bowe, will count you as an O, right? Okay. But there was O'Driscoll, O'Callaghan, yes, O'Connell.
Well done,
O'Connell, O'Gara, O'Byrne, O'Brien, Peter O'Mahony.
Oh,
and
right.
Now you go through the squad, and there's Tommy O'Brien and Jimmy O'Brien. And they've got 15 caps between them.
Yeah, that's where we're going wrong. Like, it is amazing. That was a golden generation.
Totally.
The O'Gara, O'Connell, O'Driscoll period. And O'Callaghan, I suppose. It was. Like, listen, that was the time where the professional game in Irish rugby really started to grab a hold on it. And yeah, like Johnny Sexton coming through, it's on. But we've lost a lot of players. You've lost 100 caps in Johnny Sexton, 100 caps in Peter O'Mahony, Connor Murray as well, Cian Healy as well. So there's a huge amount of experience gone. It's going to take a bit of rebuilding. It's just, it'll be really, as a rugby fan, I love watching on to see who is Andy Farrell going to give an opportunity to come Six Nations.
Absolutely. Come here, we did hint at the fact that you are a man who loves lots of different things. Mm. You've involved different things. So you've got, there's so many things happening. So there's Flow by Bow.
Flow by Bow, yeah.
My Young Fella's favourite fragrance. Because you sent me a bottle, and he immediately swiped it, had a sniff, and went, No.
What colour did
it? It was a dark green one.
The dark green,
He loves that.
That's a nice one, yeah. So we have five different smells. We have moisturiser, we have shower gels. Flow by Bow, listen, people kind of, where does that name come from? Like, my big thing is about starting the day on the right foot.
Right.
State of Flow is a kind of it's a sporting term, it's a business term, but really it's about kind of focusing on the job at hand, being in the moment. And I kind of think for young lads like that, there's a real lack of purpose, a bit of a lack of direction for young boys out there. And we're seeing, particularly from the blue, the green and the orange colours, it's young boys buying it. They come in like a cool little gift bag for their kit bag. But I'm always believing in rugby was a brilliant, I was a bit lost as a young fella as well, and rugby and sport gave me that direction gave me that purpose. And if you start the day on the right foot, you get up, you have your shower, you brush your teeth, you put on a decent outfit, you feel good about yourself to start off the day, it's a great sort of grounding. And I think for young people nowadays and young boys, it's a message I'm trying to get off.
I like that other angle to it. There's 15 Kings as well. You got all your clothing stuff there. You got Lloyd and Price, the Tommy Design shoes.
I know, I was going to bring you in some shoes, but you're a bit of a sneakerhead, a bit of a Nike. Like, listen, I can't be competing with the shoe dog over in America there. Are you still a Nike, like, all the way?
Jordans. I mean, there's a pair of Jordan 7s on today. You know, I know. And I dress like a toddler, and I'm not ashamed of it.
Good on. on you. Good on you.
Well, I'm trying to knock the ears off by doing this.
You and me both. Yeah. I've got the Zazzies on, my own Zazzies.
Yeah, very fancy.
But yeah, listen, it's again the clothes and the shoes. The shoes started 16 years ago.
That's wild.
Where I've been out visiting, I've been in Carrick and Shannon, I've been in Castlebar, I've been in Galway, Shannon.
That's the one thing I will say, like, your stuff is available in small Irish businesses all around the country. That's a great thing.
No, we don't really promote the likes of Dublin. We do sell in Cork, we sell in Limerick, we sell in Belfast, of course, but it's the local independent retailers. Mm. That's our bread. But that's where you go in, and I'm from Monaghan. There's two menswear stores in Monaghan and they do a roaring trade because they're brilliant independent retailers. They know their customer down to a T. And like, that's really important in Irish life.
Yeah, fair.
And particularly in rural life. People can't go and shop online because it might take bloody 4 weeks for it to arrive to Monaghan. So you might as well go into the local retail.
That makes perfect sense. But also you've got the podcast with Dunica.
I do.
And Dunica's been in a good few times, and I'm just intrigued by this. I just love this podcast.
Well, the podcast, whatever the podcast, I love Dunica, man. he's a fantastic rugby player, and he's been on the radio. He is the most gifted storyteller, comedian, but like, I would have known Dunica from the rugby pitch, being the ultimate professional.
Right.
Like, he was always known as the joker in the pack, but Dunica is the sort of guy who goes by lists, and if he hasn't put his jocks on back to front, or he hasn't, you know, if he hasn't ticked off everything,
he has to do his little superstition things.
Once he does those, man, anything goes.
Ready to go. Because I mean, he just, as you said, he doesn't strike me as somebody who would be that organised, because every story he tells me on the radio when I sit here beside him is about him absolutely messing something up. Like the last time, I think he got on a train to Cork and ended up in Mayo. Yeah. Like, this is typical, don't it?
Yeah, I know. His poor wife, Jenny, honestly. I don't know how she puts up with him, but yeah, he got distracted and he ended up on the
he was watching rugby on his phone. I mean, it's standard Dunica stuff. So hang on, right? So the offload is going on tour. This is incredible.
We are,
So if Christmas presents, lads, listen to this, right? 4th of March, UCH in Limerick, what a venue. The Ambassador in Dublin on the 5th. I love that place, my favourite venue in Ireland, actually. The Mac in Belfast on the 10th of March, Cork City Hall on the 13th. So you've got lots of options to get your hands on tickets to go and see The Offload live. Have you done any live stuff yet?
So we did the Olympia last March during Six Nations, sold it out. Brilliant. Which was amazing. But listen, myself and Dunica, we've played in the Aviva Stadium, we've played in Croke Park, we've played all over the world in rugby matches, and we felt great and confident. See, going out, and because we don't talk much rugby, we try and tell the stories behind the scenes.
The colour,
what happened on the bus after you won the match? What happened in the who was the one who was nervous, made a fool of themselves in the change room after? So it's those sort of stories, but again, a live show, you just don't know if they'll land. So so the Olympia went brilliant. We loved it and we got such a kick out of thought, listen, let's go around the country. So Belfast is actually sold out.
Oh, fantastic. Boom, boom, boom. The Mac is gone.
Delighted with that.
Well done.
Cork lagging very much behind, of course.
Come Dunica's on, Cork City Hall.
Because he is a Cork man.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it's good. Listen, great fun. The prices of international rugby tickets are absolutely through the roof. So instead of getting tickets to go watch the rugby, we'll be a lot more entertaining on stage.
So fantastic. Yeah,
going to be good fun.
Right, before you go, I've got to do a little quiz with you. This is called the 10 siblings quiz.
Okay.
I'm going to give you famous...
How many questions are there going to be?
There's going to be 10. Okay. I'm going to give you 10 famous people, and I want you to tell me their famous sibling.
Ah, gee. Right, okay.
Chris Hemsworth and...
He was Miley Cyrus's...
That's right.
Fella, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know, what's his name? Zach Hemsworth? No, what's...
No, Liam Hemsworth.
Liam Hemsworth. Close. I knew Miley Cyrus.
But... Liam Gallagher and...
Noel.
Get that one. Beyonce Knowles and
Solange.
Yes. Well done. He picked that one out of the bag there, didn't he? Kim Kardashian and
Khloe.
I was going to say, you can give me any of them. Yeah, I would have taken it. Fair play. Serena Williams and
Venus.
Yes, he's got that one. John Grimes and
Nathan. There's a rugby player called Nathan Grimes.
Yeah, Jedward. And Edward Grimes.
Get out.
That's Jedward, yeah.
The Grimeses.
Andrea Corr and...
Jim,
I would have taken Jim. Sharon or Caroline. Gary Neville and...
Phil,
yeah. Mark Wahlberg and...
Oh, I watched this, the Wahlberger show where they do this.
Yeah. Very famously in The Sixth Sense, he's the guy who shoots Bruce Willis.
No idea.
No. Donnie Wahlberg.
Ah,
used to be in New Kids on the Block.
Yes.
Bernard Brogan and
Alan
Brogan. There you go. One, two, oh, three, four, five,
right.
six, not seven. That's stuff. Very good.
Six,
very good.
Seven.
Six,
seven. There you go, for all the kids out there.
My young fella sent me a text yesterday and he said six or seven things. And I sent him back a voice note and went, six, seven. And he just wrote back, Jesus.
Is that not cool anymore?
No, as in, it might be cool, but I'm not allowed to do it. Is the point.
No, listen, you're the cool dad with the Nike trainers and the Jordans.
You would have thought so. You would have thought so. Your own kids are
We're back
more
in our place, yes. Exactly.
Okay, don't forget 15 Kings Clothing, the Flow by Bow fragrances, and Lloyd and Price Tommy Bow design shoes available in all those independent Irish retailers and online too.
Thanks, Dave.
Tommy, thank you so much for coming in.
You're a legend.
Great to see you. Thanks.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition Chocolate Mint. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.